ॐ शुकाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नवर्णं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारम्भं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा येनाक्षरसमान्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनीये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ शं 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 Okay, before we start with the Lagu Siddhanta Kamati, I want to show you this book. This book was actually written in 1980 by Candy and Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy was the Sanskrit teacher at the first course on the West Coast at Sandipani West, right up near Garberville. And he and his wife put together, you notice there's, it's all handwritten Sanskrit because we didn't have the iTranslator at that time, so everything's done by hand. But what he's actually doing here is translating another book called Paniniya Nishrenihi, which is similar to Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi and has most of the verses in it, as I was looking through it, that Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi has. And so I thought that since he's translated, and there's a lot of really nice information here, almost all of the sutras that we've covered and are going to be covering are in here, especially like the first eight pages, and then all of the whole section on Sunday is something that will be really useful to you. And then what I'm doing online, just for the heck of it, I'm putting the Lagu Siddhanta Kaumudi with the Bhasha that's in this book and giving you a translation of it so that you can refer to the translation to read the Bhasha if you need to, right? And so with these two books and the notes that you have in class, you should be able to study on your own have the tools that you need to study on your own after a class. Okay? So, in this, there's one page that I thought was, wanted to point out to you. Let me find it. It's a little bit hidden, so. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is what I wanted to point out, just so you can mark it. On page 49 to 51, you might as well take all of it. That's a very nice introduction to sutras and the type of sutras. Like on page 50, it says type of sutras. The type of sutras, the Sanya Sutra, Paribhasha Sutra, Adhikara Sutra. I'll be going over all of these, but I just wanted you to make note. We've talked about the Paribhasha Sutra and the Sanya Sutra, but I want to go over these one by one so that you know these different types of sutras. So I thought you might want to mark this page 49 to 51 just to read that, even though it's dealing with the verb formation. Okay? So that's what I wanted to point out. I'll be talking about all of this in class, but just so that you have it. Okay, in the Logosiddhanta Kalmudi, go to page 11 in the book. I think that we finished the bottom sutra on page 10, Adirantyena Saheta, right? And we're going to start with this sutra, Ukalo Aj Praswadirga Putta.
Okay, I guess you forgot her numerals. I need to pay attention.
11. The first sutra on page 11 is Ukalo, starts with Ukalo on page 11.
That's it.
And it has a little chart on underneath. Ukalo. Okay. This sutra is giving some sanya sutras. It's giving definitions, okay? Technical terms. So let's take a look at it. Ukalaha. Break this under. Ukalaha Ach Praswa. I want to see if you see the sandhi in here. Praswa Dirga Ach Praswa Dirga Putaha. And that's sutra 1, 2, 27. Okay. Ukalaha. Right? The timing of U. Remember, kala is the time. So the prosodial length of a letter. So, like for instance, the timing of a short we call hraswa. Short right? There's is one matra. Ah is two matras. Ah, the pluta is three matras. So how they're doing this in the sutra? The time of U. Notice it's long U. This long U is going to, we'll see in the bhashya, is going to include U, U, and U. Hraswa Dirgha Pluta. Okay? So U kala, the timing of U, including U, U, and U. A vowel, uch. We have to do the pratyaharas.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break and do it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ready? Mm-hmm. Ayum, relic, ayum, ayouch, hayavarat, lung, nyamangananam, japang, gadadash, javagadadash, kapachata, chatatav, kapai, shasasar, hal. Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. Okay, good. Now, back to this pratyahara. What is uch?
All vowels.
All vowels. Uch is for the pratyahara for the vowels, right? So, the vowels, uch, whose timing, who have the timing of u, for whom the kala is u. It means vowels have the same timing as U. We'll see that in the Bhasha. So if this is, if the U is U, 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 then any vowel is going to have that, right? It's going to have the same kala. So we'll see there's some differences, there's some exceptions to that, like in the diphthongs and lra. But so, a vowel has the same timing as U in this order. Hraswa is short. Dirga is long. Pluta is protracted. This is a dwandva compound put in the singular. Sometimes dwandvas means the words are put together with and. Hraswa and dirga and pluta. Notice that this is kept in the singular. Normally you would expect it to be put in the plural. But there's also the Dwandwa has a, some compounds are put in the singular or can be put in the singular if they're a strong group. Like for instance, Sukha Dukkha. Be Sukha Dukkham. Because the two are, go together. Right? So, Hraswa is short, Dirga, long, one matra. Hraswa, Dirga, two matras. Pluta, three or more. What would an example of that be? A, E, U. Let's look at these. Hraswa, Dirga, Pluta. That's the letter three. Hraswa, Dirga, Pluta. Hraswa, E. 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 Okay. U. U. R. I'm not going to see this, but you can do it. R, R, R. Okay. L. No. L will only have Hraswa and Dirga. Only have Hraswa. Okay, there's no Dirga for it. A, I, O, and Ao. We'll see, we'll only have a length of Dirga. And then you could go like that. But the point is this. The letters which have the same length as U, vowels that have the same length as U, are called, respectively, Hraswa, Dirga, Plutaha. What about C?
And where you said the U refers to all three forms.
That's right. And let's look at how they did that in the Bhasha.
Why did they pick just U as opposed to U?
It's a good question. Maybe because it's in the middle. I actually have no,
it,
no, I have no idea.
You know, R is so basic. It
yeah. Okay. Everybody with me in the Bhasha? Repeat after me. Uscha, 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 vaha.
Uscha, 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 vaha.
Okay. Uhu, visarga. Uhucha, 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 vaha. If I were to decline u in the plural, they're declining it as vaha, because if you take the word guru, guruhu, guru, guruvaha. So they're just taking vaha for the nominative plural of u. It doesn't quite make sense, but that's how they're doing it in Lagusadanta comedy. Listen, remember the declension of guru?
Yeah.
Guruhu, guru, guruvaha.
Right.
Well, but the...
Oh,
you
I
see what I mean?
The
guruhu, nominative, singular, guru, dual, guruvaha. So what they've done is decided to take the u, u, and u, that's going to be plural. They're declining it now in as just
all
vaha.
All three of them together.
Yeah. And the nominative plural in the bhasha. They're not doing that in the verse. They're only doing it in the bhasha. So the vaha is now the nominative plural of u. So all of the u's, right? Including the u, u, and u, all of these. I have to stretch a little bit, but that's how
it is.
And then
also for the chur right after the first u.
That's how it should be.
I thought it's...
No. With the, this is good.
Rama, Sita, chur.
No, it is... Listen, this is important for your reading. The use of the word chur can come as one chur after the string. Rama, Sita, you know, Ramaha, Sita, Lakshmanaha, Cha.
Right.
Or it goes after the first, after each one. That would be Ramas Cha, Sita Cha, Lakshmanaha Cha.
Okay? Cha is and, right?
And, right. So here, they're just doing it after each member. They could have done it just at the end, but they're doing it just for clarity. They're doing it after each member. So, Uscha, 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 Vaha. So that's now the nominative plural. Now he says, semicolon, vom. Vom is the accusative of the genitive plural. Vom, okay? So here, kalaha, the eva, like the kalaha, the time of ooze, like the timing, the kala, the prosodial length of the ooze. Vom is the genitive plural of the three ooze. So like the timing, the kala, of the ooze, kalaha yesya, for whom the time, kalaha yesya, for whom the time is eva, is like the time of vom, of the ooze, saha uch, that uch, that vowel, kramat, in this order, right, in sequence, in the sequential order, in order, are what? Hraswa, dirga, pluta, sanyaha, syat. Just repeat this after me. Did I do the whole thing? Say vam from vam, okay?
Okay.
Vam kalaha. Eva kalaha, yesya.
Eva kalaha, yesya.
Saha uch.
Kramat
means in sequence, right? Hraswa, dirga, pluta, sanyaha. Syat. Sanya is the technical term. Okay? So, the a vowel, right? A vowel whose length is the same length, whose time, whose prosodial length, means time, whose prosodial length, is like the prosodial length of oo, of the oos, all three oos. Kramat, that vowel, respectively, is terms, has the technical term, sanya, of hraswa, short, dirga, long, pluta, protracted. Okay, so read it after me. Sa pratyekam udatadi pedena trida. Sa pratyekam udatadi pedena trida.
Udatadi, what is it?
Udatadi pedena trida. What follow along it? Saha. Pratyekam udata adi bedena trida. What it's saying is each one of those, pratyekam means each one, that letter, that vowel, right, that has that can be hraswa, dirga, or pluta, that vowel, each one of those vowels, each one of them, saha pratyekam, trida, is threefold by the beda, by the difference of udata, anudata, and swarita, udata adi. So we have to remember these terms. We've got a couple of things happening here. We've got hraswa, short, dirga, and pluta. Hraswa, dirga, pluta. The vowels can be hraswa, dirga, and pluta. Not all are. We have, for instance, for the letter A, let's just look at these. For the letter A, that is hraswa, dirga, and pluta.
for the letter E. The E is Raswa, Dirga, and Plita. For the letter U, U is Raswa, Dirga, and Plita. The letter R.
Is that right? Is that how you do it?
Thanks. Raswa, Dirga, and Pluta. Vra. Okay. Have Vra as Raswa and Pluta.
Oh, really?
A. I. O ow. What? A. Oh, I have to put it. Sorry, I put it in the wrong place. It's not copying me. A. There's none here. A. I. O ow. Okay? And. A. I. O ow. So far? Now what we're going to be getting to is the varna letters. But what this says is, okay, some of these are threefold. This is threefold, 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 twofold, 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 twofold. See that? Because there's two lengths here, but there's three lengths here. So now we've got, In terms of length, just for the we've got times three. Okay, but now, also, what it's saying here is that it's also, each one of these is also threefold. Saha pratyekam udadadibedena trida. Now, each one of these is going to also be threefold. So what does that mean? You remember these words, udata, anudata, and swarita? Remember these? What is udata? Like if I had the word, we'll do it with the word Brahma. Ramaha. Udata, there's no sign. Anudata. Ramaha, Ramaha, Ramaha. Ramaha. Swarita. So this is udata. This is called anudata. This is swarita. So now they're going to define these, but I want you to see now. This letter A can also be this. This is the way you see it written is udata because there's no mark. But this letter A can also be anudata and swarita. Right? So udata, anudata, swarita. And that's true for every single vowel. Every one of these vowels. Can, whether it be long or short or protracted, it can be udata, anudata, or swarita. Okay, so every one of these is going to be made threefold just by the fact that it can be either udata, anudata, or swarita. And every one of these is going to be twofold or threefold, whether it can be hraswa, dirga, and pluta. So let's just hang on to that for a minute and we'll come back to it. Remember this word, savarna letters. We've looked at those the other week, but we're going to get back to them.
So here it says, the last line, last sentence on this, Sapratyekam Udata Adi Bedena Trida. Each one of those vowels, Sapratyekam, is threefold by the distinction, by the Beda of Udata, etc. Udata, etc. means Udata, Anudata, and Swarita. And so now he gives the three sutras that define Udata, Anudata, and Swarita. Okay? I'm going to put those sutras up here. He takes Udata first. Uchaihi Udataha. Uchaihi Udataha. 1, 2, 29. Then Nichaihi Anudataha. One, two, 30. What's coming down as an anuvritti from the previous sutra is uch. Okay? All the way. You can mark that in your book, actually, because they don't put the anuvrittis in this book. Then samaharaha. Swaritaha. Samaharaha, swaritaha. In translation, they use how it's usually translated. I want to talk a bit about it, though. The udata is the high tone. Uchaihi means high. Anudata, nichaihi, is the low tone. Anudata is the nichaihi. Samaharaha is the swarita. The swarita is the samaharaha, is the combination. The combination of the high and the low tone of the udata placement and the anudata placement is the swarita. So I want to tell you a little bit about that. You expect the high, this swarita, this high tone, why don't they just say the swarita is the high tone and the udata is the middle tone and the, why don't they say like that? Because that's not what it is. The high tone is the swarita, which is the combination of the udata and the anudata. So let me tell you a little bit about that. A couple of extra things just from what Swami Brahmaprakasha told me. He said in a lot of the chanting texts, there is only udata and anudata. Not, they don't even have swarita. And so let's start with udata and anudata. What they mean by the high tone is, say if the letter is, for instance, a guttural letter, which would be our guttural letters. The udata takes place on the high part of the sternum, the guttural, the kanta, where that letter a takes place. On the high part, if the letter is formed on the high part of the sthana, where the letter takes place. And the anudata is formed in the lower part. So that's really what they mean by higher and lower. So say if you say, and just notice using the letter where it actually takes place. If you say, try it. Notice inside where it's taking place. When in the sthana, the place where it actually takes place, the uchai, yeah, there's a shift in where it takes place in that sternum. You see that? Mm-hmm. Try it with E. E, 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 O, 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 O. Just notice the placement. O, 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 O. There's a shift. Okay, so the higher one is udata, the lower one is anudata.
So it has to do more with the placement than it does with the tone.
It does, even though it causes a high tone. So we usually say the udata is the higher, right? But what they really mean is it's higher in the place, in the sternum. where it's being pronounced. Now, when you do the swadita, and I don't understand this, neither did Brahma Prakashananda, who tried to explain it to me, but anyway, there's another sutra that they don't include in this book that describes the swadita as a combination, what they mean by combination. They say when you make this high, what we would consider the higher tone, right, the third tone, which is up and that has the vertical line, that is a combination of the first half of that requires the udatta position, and the second half of the tone requires an anudatta position in the voice box. So that's how they've figured out how exactly that tone is made. So it's a combination in making that third pitch. It's a combination of the placement of the udatta and the anudatta. All you really need to know is what it looks like in terms of chanting, that no mark is udatta, and that's the middle tone in terms of the three, in terms of tone. The anudatta is the lower tone, and the swadita is the higher tone. But now you have to understand then, why do they say udatta is the higher, anudatta is the lower, swadita is the combination? It's because this is where in the voice box, where in the stanam, the asya, where in the asya the letter is made, is a higher position than anudatta, is a lower position in the asya, in the actual stanam. And how the swadita is made, it's a combination of those two placements. Right? So that's why these words are as they are. Because the swadita can be very confusing. In fact, when I was taught this, I was mistaught. I was taught that this high tone here, that this one was udatta, because you can see why. For somebody who's not really, that's kind of an ignorance.
Doesn't know where it comes from.
That's right. But it's kind of what they call undaparampara. It's a blind, it's an ignorant transmission. But you can see why.
Yeah.
Because this is high, this is low, this is in the middle. So wouldn't you think this was the middle tone? It isn't. This is the middle tone, udatta. Uchahi, udatta. Nichahi is the low tone. Samahara is the one with the vertical. It makes the highest tone. So you have to memorize that. For those of you who are taught properly, it's not a problem. But I didn't teach you properly, so now I have to keep drilling you to make sure you get it. Okay? Does everybody see it? So now I want you to look back here. Notice how they say uchahi udataha, that's one sutra. Nichahi anudataha, second sutra. Samaharaha swaritaha, third sutra. In the sentence right before this, when the ukala uj hraswadirga plutaha, the last sentence of that basha, each of these letters, which I've just told you have different lengths, each of these letters are again become threefold by the division, by the beta of udatta, anudatta, and swadita. You see that? So, this is what I'm saying here. First of all, the letter A is threefold by kala, by time. And it's, so that makes three now. And it's also, again, threefold by udatta. Udattadi, udatta, etc. Okay? So, this letter A becomes threefold by time. It becomes threefold by udatta, anudatta, swadita. And now, as we'll see now, it also becomes twofold by nasalization. So let's look at the next verse.
So is that 54?
No, it'd be 1 times 3 is 3. Atta is 3. Times, then 3 times 3 is 9. Right. Times 2 is 18 forms. Right. So the A, if there's a Hraswa Dirga and Pluta, there'll be a total of 18 forms.
Right.
Right? If there's only two, right, then there'll be 12 forms. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Six times two. Yeah, 6 times two. Let's look at this and then we'll actually go over a chart which has all of these. I'm going to put this next verse on the... Mukha, Nasika, Vachanaha, Anunasikaha. Okay. Mukha. Nasika, Vachanaha. I have a little, there's a second way of taking, breaking this down, but I'll do it in a minute. Anunasikaha. Anunasikaha, that's 118. Mukha, the mouth. Nasika, the nose. Vachanaha, that which is said. Enunciate, the enunciation by means of the nose with the mouth. The nose together with the mouth. We'll see in the Bhasha. So an enunciation of Vachana, enunciation of Vachana, by means of the nose together with the mouth, is Anunasikaha, is called Anunasikaha. That's the name of it. Before we do the Bhasha on that, I forgot to read you one sentence under the Samaharaha.
Swaritaha.
Do you see that? Let's read the Bhasha under Samaharaha Swaritaha. Does everybody find it?
Mm-hmm.
So repeat after me. Sa Navavidhopi Pratyekam Anunasikatva Ananasikatva Pyam Dvidha
Dvidha.
So now read again after me. Saha Navavidha Api.
Saha Nava Vidaha Api.
Pratyekam.
Anunasikatva
and Anunasikatva Pyam.
Anunasikatva Pyam.
Dvidha.
Dvidha.
Okay. What it says, notice that it says, these saha, that is that letter, that vowel, whatever the vowel is also ninefold. Neva vidaha. Neva means nine. And that vowel, which is also ninefold. Right? Why is it ninefold? It's ninefold because you've got three lengths, Hrasva Dirgha Pluta. And each one of those has Udata, Anudata, Swarita. So that's 3 times 3. That's 9. Those 9 are now going to be Pratyekam, each one of those 9. Pratyekam means each one. Is Dvidha twofold? Is going to be twofold. Those 9 are going to be twofold. Dvidha. What? How? Because of Bhyam, by means of. Anunasikatva, being Anunasika, and being un-Anunasika, being either nasalized or non-nasalized. Anunasika means nasalized. Anunasikatva, being nasalized, the state of being nasalized.
ananasikatva, the state of not being nasalized. Okay? Dvidha means twofold. So now these nine that we've got, right, we've got three lengths. A letter can be three lengths. It might not be three lengths, but it can be three lengths. Any vowel can be three lengths. And any vowel can be udata, anudata, swarita, those three. So three times three is nine. And then it can be either anunasika, nasal, or un-anunasika. Anunasika means nasal, nasalized. If I put an un in front of it, un-anunasika, that means non-nasalized, like atma, anatma. The un negates any word that begins with a vowel. You put un before it, it negates it. So anunasikaha, un-anunasikaha, nasalized, non-nasalized. So that's twofold. So now we have, a vowel can have three times, rasvadhirika pluta. It can also be udata, anudata, swarita. And it can also be nasika, ananasika. Okay, that becomes 18. Right? So why all of this? Because in the Panini Sutras, if you see the letter a being referred to, for instance, just a, not ut. Remember, ut will mean only one time. But just the letter a without a takara on it, and it's not a pratyaya, we'll see this in a minute. It's not an affix that they're talking about. That will equal 18 forms. Because the 18 forms are the savarna, are all savarna. Right? We'll see that in a second. But so this is what the point is, that this letter a includes all 18 forms unless something in the sutra limits it. Okay? The letter e, all 18 forms. The letter U, 18 forms. The letter R, 18 forms. The letter R, less. So we'll get to that in a minute. Let's do the Mukhanasika, Vachanaha, Anunasika, Vasha on the next page. Ready? Repeat after me. Mukha sahita nasikaya. Nasikaya. Just do it like this. Mukha sahita.
Mukha sahita.
Nasikaya.
Nasikaya.
Uchariyamanaha.
Uchariyamanaha.
You see, I'm breaking the sandhi there? Nasika ya, and then uchariyamanaha, varnaha. Varnaha.
Varnaha.
Anunasika sagnaha.
Anunasika sagnaha.
Syat.
Syat.
Syat means is. So let's look at this. Mukha, mouth. Sahita, together with, along with. Mukha sahita, along with the mouth. Nasikaya, from nasika. Nasikaya is instrumental singular. By the nose, together with the mouth. Mukha sahita, nasikaya. By the nose, together with the mouth. Uchariyamanaha, pronouncing, enunciating. Varnaha, a letter. A varna is a letter. Like a, ka, sha, any letter is varna. A letter which is being enunciated, uchariyamanaha, passive present participle, a letter which is being enunciated, nasikaya, by means of the nose, mukha sahita, together with the mouth. Anunasika sanyaha syat. That letter is syat anunasika sanyaka. Sanya. That letter has the term, the technical term, Anunasika. Sanya is technical term. Spuhuvrahi, right? That letter is one whose technical term is Anunasika. Everybody see the Sanskrit? Mukha Sahita Nasikaya Uchariyamanaha Paranaha. A letter being pronounced by the nose together with the mouth is termed, has the technical term, Sanya, of Anunasika. Let's read the next line. Repeat after me. Tad iktam.
Tad iktam.
A I U R.
A I U R.
Esham varnanam.
Esham varnanam.
Pratyekam.
Pratyekam.
Ashtadasha.
Ashtadasha.
It would actually be ashtadasha.
Ashtadasha.
Bedaha.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says, Ted Ittam, being in this manner. You can say, that being so. The letters, Esham Varnanam, for these letters, A I U R, Esham Varnanam. We would in English, we say, for the letters, A I U R, right? Esham, genitive plural, Varnanam. Pratyekam, for each of the letters, pratyekam, for each of these letters, a, I, u, r, esham, varnanam, pratyekam, ashtadashah bhedaha. There are 18 forms. Ashtadashah means, dashah means 18. Bhedaha. There are 18 forms for each of these letters. What letters? A, I, u, r. Okay. When we look at the chart, we'll see those 18 forms. A I U R. For these letters, A I U R. Pratyekam. For each of these letters, Ashtadashah Bhedaha. There's 18 different forms.
And they don't mention R.
They're going to do it here in the next one. Repeat after me now. Ilvarnasya. Dvadashaha Tasya Dirga Abhavat. For Ilvarnasya, for the letter Il, okay? For the letter Il. Dvadashaha. There are 12 forms. Dvadasha means 12. Why are there only 12 and not 18? Tasya dirga abhavat. Because of the absence of dirga, the il has no dirga, right? It has a hraswa, short, and a pluta form, but it has no dirga. So that's going to take away 6. Look at here. Il has a short hraswa. It's got a pluta, but it's got no dirga. So here, this is going to be for il, 3 times two, because only got 2 times, times 3, udata anudata swarita. So it would be 2 times 3 times 2. 2 times 3, so 2 times 3 swaras, times 2 nasika anunasika. So 2 times 3 is 6, times 2 is 12. Whereas R has 3 times. So that would be 3 kalas, 3 times 3 udata, etc. is 9, times 2 nasika, ananasika is 18. So since the il doesn't have a dirga, it's only going to be 12. So that's all that that says here. Is it says the il varnas, therefore the letter il, 12. There are 12, dvadashaha. Tasya dirga abhavat, because of the absence, the non-existence of dirga for that.
Tasya is there.
Of that.
Of that. Yeah.
because there is no dirgha for that. Okay, for everybody? Let's look at this next one. A cham api.
A cham api.
Dwadashaha.
Dwadashaha.
Pesham.
Pesham.
Hraswa abhavat.
Hraswa abhavat.
There's a pratyahara here, H. What is it?
Long.
H.
H. H is big as I. Oh, ow.
The diphthongs, right? Right? Aong, ouch. So all of the diphthongs. So a cham, api. Also for the diphthongs, for H letters, aong, ouch, right? Also for the diphthongs, there are 12, dwadashaha. Why? Te sham hraswa abhava, because of the absence of hraswa for them. Look at here. A O A I O L. Those are dirga. There is no hraswa for diphthongs. So there's only dirga and pluta. Okay? Anybody see that?
And they're just considered dirgha because they're already combinations of two simple vowels.
What?
They're considered dirgha because they're already combinations.
That's right. So that, yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so we'll take a break in a minute, but I want you just to, before we go to the Tulyasya Prayatnam Sabharanam, but look at the graph, the chart, right below here, right? The chart here on page 12. Do you see in the top line, it has A, I, U, R, R. This is hraswa, okay? Right below it says hraswa bedaha. So you can see for these letters, they have, look at how they do it. Udata. Each one of these letters is udata anunasika. Mm-hmm. Udata ananunasika. Yeah. Anudata anunasika. Anudata ananunasika. Swarita anunasika. Swarita ananunasika. Okay? So those are six hraswa forms for these letters. Only for these letters. Where they have the hraswa. Go to the next column. A, I, U, and Ra have hraswa, have dirga also, and then the semi-vowels, A, O, I, O. Diphthongs, A, I, O, O have a dirga. Notice L, Il is not there. There's no dirga for Il. You see that? Il is left out. There's the Il is there in the hraswa bedaha, for the short, but it's left out of the dirga. Mm. So then it goes, okay, for all of these, also you have the udata anunasika, udata ananunasika, anudata anunasika, anudata ananunasika, swarita anunasika, swarita ananunasika. So what is this list here? This list of six here are the same in all three. But the thing is, not all three, all of the vowels have a hraswa dirga and pluta. So now if you go to the pluta bedaha,
all of them.
All of them. Mm. Right? So you can see then that some are going to have 18 forms, some are going to have 12 forms. So the only ones that are going to have 18 forms are the ones that have hraswa dirga and pluta. The others will all have only 12 forms. Is that clear? You get it? Okay. Let's take a break.
There's a reason why I need to know this, right?
There is.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're good to that.
Let's take a little break and get some more chai. Okay, we're back. Do you see on page 12 the chart that we were just looking at? You see the asterisk right above? There's asterisk right above the chart and it says Acham Ashtadasha Bheda Vivaranam. So repeat after me. Acham
Ashtadasha
Beta Divaranam. But Vivaranam means just an exposition or a description. So we use description here. See the dash? A description of the 18 Vedas, 18 divisions. Ashtadasha is 18, right? Of the 18 Vedas. We, in English we'd say the 18 different forms. Ashtadasha is Ashta, 8 plus Dasha, 10. Ashtadasha is the word. Ashta is 8. Dasha is 10. So Ashtadasha. Oh yeah, because there's 18 chapters. So the Ashtadasha Veda. Veda are, you know, divisions, so or differences. But so we were talking about different forms. So Vivaranam, an exposition of the 18 forms, different forms, acham, of the vowels. Acham is in the genitive plural. And then if you notice that each one of these sections has six different forms. And on the top, it tells which letters, which of the vowels have those, like how many of the vowels have the hraswa, how many of the vowels have a dirgha, how many of the vowels have a pluta. And so that's what this chart is about. Everybody see that? Now, let's go to the next sutra, 119.
I'm going to erase this. We've already done this sutra. We're going to go ahead and do it again, just because it's here in everything that's in the book, whether we've done it or not, we'll do it again. The sutra is... Repeat after me. Tulyasya prayatnam savaranam.
Tulyasya prayatnam savaranam.
Tulya asya. Tulya asya prayatnam savaranam. Okay? Tulya means the same. Asya is the sthanam. The point of the enunciation, like the guttural, palatal, lingual, dental, labial, that's the asya. The point of articulation is the asya. The prayatnam is the abhyantara, the inner effort. Prayatna, remember, means effort. But there, in the efforts, there's two. There's the abhyantara, which is the inner effort, and the bahyantara, which is the external effort. Savaranam. In some translations, they'll take Savaranam, they'll translate that as the homogeneous letters. Like the 18 forms of A are all Savarana. The 12 forms of the diphthongs are Savarana. They're all homogeneous because they all have the same Asya and Prayatnam. They have the same Asya, means they have the same point of articulation, and they have the same effort, inner effort. So let's remember here. So the asya would be talu, or starting from the top. What are the different asyas? Kanta, throat, talu, palate, murta, the head, okay. Talu, murta,
the roof. Roof. I looked at roof.
Yeah. They call it, sometimes I'll just translate it as the head or the roof, yeah. Dantaha, and the teeth, and oshtal. Yeah.
So these are the points of articulation. We need to learn these names. Kantaha, throat, talu, palate, murta, roof of the mouth or head, dantaha, teeth, ushtal, duoka's lips, dantaha, teeth, because more than one. Ushtal, dantaha, teeth, ushtal, lips. Okay? So you need to know that. You need to know what letters are kanta letters, talu, murta, dantaha, ushtal. You need to know all of those. What about the abhyantara prayatna? Abhyantara prayatna.
That's an internal, external.
Yeah, these we also need to know. These are the internal. We're not doing external at the moment. So let's just say, what are they? Okay, there. One is sprishta. Contact. Full contact is sprishta. You'll see all of this in the, don't worry about it. We're going to go through these in a very painstaking way. So sprishta.
She's threatening us.
But I'm doing this like this so we remember. So I bring it to your mind. So the abhyantara prishta means full contact. Ishat means slight. Ishat sprishta. Slight contact.
Yeah.
Then vivrita, open. Basically no contact. Isha vivrita. Isha vivrita, slightly open. And then samrita, constricted. Okay. What letters are sprishta?
Mutes.
The mutes, right? Often called sparsha letters. The sparshas are the mutes. Sparsha also means there's contact, right? There's sprishta. So the sparsha letters, the mutes, the ku through pu, right? The ku through the pu, where the u stands for the whole line, ka, ka, ga, ka, na. The chu, that we'll see this in another sutra, but the u is an it letter that will include the whole line. So if I say ku, ka, ka, ga, ka, na, chu, cha, cha, ja, cha, nya, okay? All the way down. So the mutes are the sparsha letters. What are the ishat sprishta?
Semi-vowels.
What's the pratyahara for the semi-vowels? Pratyahara for the semi-vowels. Has not a semi-vowel. Look at hayavarat lan. What's the pratyahara? Yan.
Yan.
Right? Remember, ha yavarat. Ha is not a semi-vowel, but yavara is in la. So yan is the pratyahara for the semi-vowels.
Why did they put the ha there with the semi-vowel?
So you can go whole and have all everything. Yeah. But who knows? I understand the question. Also, ha is soft, so you need it on that side.
Yeah.
You know? What is the Sanskrit term for semi-vowels? You better remember the Sanskrit, because we have to learn this too. Just like sparsha. Sparsha is the Sanskrit term for the mutes. What is the Sanskrit term for the semi-vowels? Ankasta. Sanskrit term for the semi-vowels. Ankasta.
So what is it
translated?
Go to the church.
Maybe
that one. I'm not sure.
That's on this chart. It's on page 13.
We may not have put any effort into it. We're going to now, though.
Well,
so if I say, and says, we did it quickly. Antastaha, Sparshaha for plural, mutes. Sparshaha, nomata plural. Antastaha for semi vowels. What about, what are the open letters? What's the sem pratyahara? Ach, the vowels are the open ones. And what is the Sanskrit term for vowels? Swaraha. I'm putting it in swara, so swaraha, right? What are ishat divrita?
Siblings.
What would it be? What's the pratyahara for the siblings?
Shalar.
And the Sanskrit name for the siblings? Ushmanaha.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in the plural. Ushmanaha. We'll see all of this in here. Okay, I'm just reminding you now. We'll be reading through all of this. Mm. What about some? What is Samvritta? The short raswa in usage is Samvritta. In usage only. What do they mean by in usage? If we're talking, if we're in conversation, or if you're reading. Or speaking Sanskrit, the is constricted. Because listen, if you say feel the constriction, it's open and everything, but there's a constriction there. It's not it's So there's constriction. That's Samvritta. But, so we just call it constricted, and it's short only in usage. But in the Panini Sutras, in the teaching itself, the short is dealt with as vivrita. But then when you're speaking Sanskrit, when you're done studying all the sutras, the very last sutra is It means we're giving the samvritta back to Okay? So samvritta is only for this one letter in usage, but in the sutras, all of the vowels are considered vivrita, open. Okay, so now this is just to remind you of these terms, because now that we're going to read using them as we read through this bhasha here. So the savarna letters are those letters whose prayatna, whose effort and point of articulation are tulya, are the same. And so for the vowels, of course, that would be the possible 18 forms of the 12 forms of l, 12 forms of the diphthongs. Those are all some savarna. And there's some others. The ku letters are savarna, the chu letters, so we'll have a sutra for that. But for now, let's just read through this bhasha here. It'll probably take us the rest of the time to do it. So, repeat after me. Talwadi stanam. Abhyantara prayatnascha.
Abhyantara prayatnascha.
I would say like this, okay. Instead of cha, say, we'll just not break the sandhi. Chetyeta dvayam.
Chetyeta dvayam.
Yasya yena tulyam.
Yasya yena tulyam.
Tanmittaha.
Tanmittaha.
Okay. Tanmittaha. Savarnasagnyam. Syat. R. R. L. Varnayor mittaha. Varnayor mittaha. Savarnyam. Vachyam. Okay, let's look at that. Talwadi stanam. The asya. The point, place of articulation, like guttural, labial, etc., kanta, talu, those are also called stana. So asya and stana are synonyms. So the stanam, such as talu is the palatal, talu adi, sthanam. The point of articulation, such as talu, abhyantara prayatnascha, and the internal effort, so that the sthanam, such as the talu, and the abhyantara prayatnaha, and the internal effort, cha, that's the and, iti, thus, etad dvayam, both of these. Dvayam means the group of two, and etad means these. These two, these dyads, or these, both of these. Yasya, for whom? So we'd say, for whom with that, yena, tulyam, equal, is equal with that. Tulyam will govern the instrumental, so that the yena, tulyam. This is a hard sentence to read, so let me give you the idea of it. Tulyam means the same or equal to. Do you see the next word where it says, tan mittaha? Mittaha is an indeclinable, and it also means mutually, with each other. They are equal with each other. So when he says this, yasya yena tulyam, that means tan mittaha, the same as each other, mutually the same, one with the other. What are they saying? For those letters, for that letter, whose sthanam, such whose place of articulation and whose inner effort are the same as another letter, then those letters combined, like say if we have an a and an a, both of those letters are considered savarna. They're the same as each other, right? They're homogeneous. They're savarna because for both of the letters, their point of articulation as well as their inner effort are exactly the same. Everybody see? So we're going to go through now and see what's what with that. Those are savarna sanyam syat. They have the technical term of savarna. The letters which share the same point of articulation, like the same sthana or sthana and the same inner effort, those two are the same for them. Those letters have the technical term of savarna. Now, here it also says the letters R and L, R and L, these two letters together, mittaha, mutually, are to be understood as savarnyam. Savarnyam means the letters R and Il, even though these two letters have a different point of articulation, right? The Il is a danta and R is murda. Even that being so, there is a Vartika Sutra that says, even though that being the case, we're going to deal with R and Il as savarnya. Savarnya means the status of savarna. So the letters R and Il are said to have the status of savarna. Savarnya means having the status of. I enjoy the state of savarnya. So it literally says, right, the two letters, R and Il, mutually, are said to enjoy the status of savarna, of savarna, enjoy the status of being homogeneous. Even though technically they're not, they're treated as though they are.
Why are they homogeneous to each other?
Yeah. Just savarna, that's right, with each other. They're homogeneous with each other. They're savarna with each other. And why do they have to point that, is there a Vartika on that? Well, because in the Panini Sutras, R and L, these two are treated as though they're savarna with each other. Okay? Actually, both of them are vivata in terms of the inner effort. The abhyantara prayatna, they're both vivrata, but R is murda. Its dana is murda.
Una is danta. Dantaha. Right? So the asya is not the same. So you have to have a special vartika that says, yeah, they're not the same, but we treat them as though they are. They're both vivrita, right? They're both open because they're both vowels. But urta is murda. It's a lingual letter. Ura is a dental letter. Is a dental letter. And so that's not, these two letters are not going to fit this. However, in the sutras, they are treated as savarna. So you have to make a note of that. It's an exception. And it's an exception that Panini himself didn't point out. And that's why the Vartikakara, Kadhyayana, did a special sutra for it. Now, let's go. Everybody okay? Let's go on, because this is what some people, these little statements, people memorize these. They're kind of nice. So, repeat after me. A ku ha visarjaniyanam kantaha. We're dealing, what he's moving into now are the letters that enjoy the same sthana, or the same asya. Kanta is what? Guttural. Right? Kanta means the throat. It's actually kantavyaha is the guttural, kanta is the throat. So the throat, this sthana, is for what? The letter a, ku. What is ku? Ka ka ga ga nga. Ha. Ha is a guttural. And visarga is a guttural. Okay? So akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. The letter visarga is a guttural. So akuha visarjaniyanam kantaha. Okay? Everybody see that? They're just listing the letters of the vowel a, the ku group, ka ka ga ka na, the letter ha, the visarga, visarjana, visarjaniyanam, for all of visarjaniya is visarga, this is genitive plural, all of these letters, for all of these letters, the throat is the sthana, the kantaha. Now look at the next one. Repeat after me. Ichu yashanam palu.
Ichu yashanam.
What does it say?
Artalu.
Palatal. The palate. The palate is the asya, is understood. For what? The letter E. Chu. Cha-cha-cha-cha-nya. Ya. The semi-vowel ya. The sibilant sha. So ichu ya. Ichu yashanam palu.
Why is it using the genitive? It says for these.
Because the genitive can be used for that. The tal, if the talu is for these.
Okay.
Right. Do you know that but it's a good question, and you'll see this when we go through the use of the katakas. The karakas are each one of the vibhaktis from the pratama nama to the accusative, right, all the way down. Instrumental, ablative, instrumental, dative, ablative, genitive, and locative. The genitive is different than all the others. The genitive case, the shashti, it doesn't relate to the verb. Right? So the only one that doesn't relate to the verb.
Yeah, this is very right? confusing when you see it, too.
Yeah. Yes. The genitive only relates to another noun, like Rama's bow and arrow, the bow and arrow of Rama. So now, the genitive, there's a sutra for this. If something doesn't fit into one of the other cases, it goes into the genitive. The genitive has a very wide application, and we'll see when we do the sutra.
My kind of case. You don't know what it is, throw it in there.
Yeah. And also, things that have a dative sense will often be in the genitive, too. Yeah. So we have to look. The genitive has a wider scope than all of the other katakas, and it itself is not a katika. Katika means it's related to the verb, right? But the genitive is related to another noun, so it's different. It's a different type of relationship. Okay. So now,
Let's take a look at that. So now, if you see, e, chu, ya, sha is the sibilant. E, chu, ya, sha, nam, look at a genitive plural, talu. Right, the palate. Mm-hmm. The palate is where the letter e, the chu group, ya, and sha. Ritu, ra, sha, nam, murdha. Repeat. Ritu ra sha nam murdha. Ritu ra sha nam murdha.
Ritu ra sha nam
murdha. So what does it say?
Ritu ra sha
murdha. Yeah. Ra, the vowel, ra, tu, the two group, lingual two group, ta, ta, da, da, na, ra, semi-vowel ra, and the sibilant sha. All of these are murdha, the head. Okay, what's the next one? Vritu lesa nam dantaha. Il. Go ahead.
Vritu lesa nam dantaha.
Okay, the teeth are for what? Il.
Il tu le sa.
Sa. Okay. Everybody see it? Next one.
Wait a minute. Okay. I have the dumb question.
Yeah.
So what is the il? Is that just the font? That?
No, that's the way that you make the vowel.
And this
it,
one.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's all.
It's
it
usually
is.
Kind of curvy. So.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's just the font.
Okay.
Upudmaniyanam oshtau. Upudmaniyanam oshtau. You have to break the sindhi. Upadmaniyanam oshtau. Right? This first one is letter U, the vowel U, then the pu group, short U there. U, pu, pa, pa, ba, pa, ma. Then upadmaniya. Upadmaniya is the visarga that comes before pa or pa, and it's made with the two auditive visarga. Everybody remember that?
Oh, that's an oshtau?
Yeah.
A little half moon, do you eat?
The yeah. Two are the disorder like this. Or this arga disorder that comes before the pa or pa is called upadmaniya. And it has that if sound. Mm-hmm. Like ramath polati.
And if it has a ka sound, then it's called
jihwamulia. And that's a guttural.
Okay. But why was that not mentioned in...
It will be. We just haven't got there yet. So does everybody see this? The lips. Let's see. So we did that. The lips are the U, Pu, the Pu group. The Upadmaniya, which is the Ardha Visarga, before Pa or Pa. That's technical name, Upadmaniya. For these, the lips are the Stana. Or the Asya. Oshtau dual for lips.
No, how come it doesn't mention the semi-vowels in the As?
Well, because the Vakara is Dantoshta. It'll be here. It has mentioned all the semi-vowels, right?
Right, but this one doesn't mention Va, right?
We haven't got to Va yet. Because Va is, it says at the very bottom, Vakarasya Dantoshta.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody with me still? Let's do the next one. Nyamanga na na nam nasika cha.
Nyamanga na na nam nasika cha.
Okay. Now, this says, these nasals, nya, ma, nga, na, na, the five nasals, right? Of the five nasals, the nose end. You see that cha?
Mm-hmm.
Nasika cha. What the cha is standing for, note there's a footnote. The cha is standing for the stana also that letter is made from. Like, for instance, if you take the letter, the first one, nya, which is talu, right? The first letter there, first dental, nya, is talu. That's a palatal nya. So the letter nya is made from that talu position along with the nose. So the cha is bringing in the talu position. So nya. If the nyama is what? Oshtau. Ma is a labial. It's made from the lips. The lips with the nasika, with the nose, is how you do ma. Right? What about nga? Kanta. Right? Kanta plus the nose. Right? Is how you make the nga. Nga. What is nga? Murta. Murta. Lingual. So lingual plus the nose. What about na? Dantaha. The teeth. The teeth plus the nose. Nasika. Okay? So nyamanga na nam nasika cha. That cha is referring back to all of the sthana. All of the different asyas. And you know that from reading from the footnote below. Okay? Everybody clear on that? Nasika means nose. And it's just and the nose for nyamanga na nam, nasika cha. And they're using that cha to bring in the sthanas for each one of those nasals. Okay? Everybody still with me? Let's do the next line. E dai toho kantatalu.
E dai toho kantatalu.
What does it say? What is kantatalu?
Oh, A and I both are kantatalu.
Guttural palatal. Kantatalu is guttural palatal. You know, throat, palate. Okay. See the da? Let's look at the sandhi. The eight and it. Why do they have the...
A and I are both kantatalus.
Mm-hmm. And that da, or which is a ta, because of the sandhi, it becomes ta, is the ta that limits the letter to its own... to just its own, the own form that's written there. So the letters, for the letters, A and I, that oho, A, tai, toho, that's dual, genitive dual. So for A and I, kanta, talu, the throat and palate. Those are the sthanas, the asyas, for these, the letters A and I.
Oh, and then
now look at the, repeat after me. Od au toho kantoshtam.
Od au toho kantoshtam.
What does it say?
Od au ar kantoshtam.
Notice there's a sandhi here. The word is kanta and oshta. That should be kantoshta. But there's a special sutra that the a and the o in of oshtam will just stay as o kantoshtam. So it's not a typo or anything. It's just a special exception.
Just right, for that particular word.
Yeah, that's right. For oshtam, when oshtam comes into contact.
There's exceptions in Sunday, but there's also exceptions for certain words.
Yeah, and there are. Then this is one of them. Okay.
Maybe not even located at Sunday.
It's just kantoshtam.
So there are fewer exceptions in Sanskrit than English.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that makes you feel better, right?
So look at this. For O and L, that dakara is just the dakara is a takara that's become that from Sunday. So the O, for the O and L, it is kanta oshtam, which means the sthana is the throat and the lips, kanta oshtam. Vakarasya dantoshtam. Repeat.
Vakarasya dantoshtam.
What does that say? And dantoshta? And lips. Yeah. Dental labial or teeth and lips. Okay. Vakarasya, for the letter, kara, for the letter va. Danta, dental, the teeth. Oshta, lips. Dentoshtam, the teeth and lips. Or dental labia. Ready? Jihwa mulyasya, jihwa mulam. Jihwa is tongue. Mm-hmm. Mula is root. So jihwa mulam, the root of the tongue, is for the jihwa mulya. What is the jihwa mulya? That's the artha, sarga, before ka, ka. And it has the half ka sound, k, like rama karoti. Right? And so it's considered that it's the place of articulation is the root of the tongue. And the name of this arga visarga that comes before the ka or ka is jihwa mulya, that which is made at the root of the tongue. The root of the tongue is the sthana. For that which is made at the root of the tongue, which is what we call jihwa mulya. Okay. So we have the upadmaniya is the ardha visarga for the visarga that comes before pa pa. The jihwa mulya is the ardha visarga, half visarga, that comes before ka ka. Okay.
And in all of these sentences, asti is implied, right?
Because yeah, because you don't need asti. You never need to put in asti. It doesn't have to be there. You put it in yourself, okay?
Jihwa
mulam means the root of the tongue. Jihwa mulya. Jihwa mulya. Jihwa mulya. Is the name of the ardha visarga that's used before ka and ka, like ramak karoti. Next one. Nasika anuswarasya.
Nasika anuswarasya.
Nasika anuswarasya. What does this say? The nasika is the nose for the anuswara. Now the anuswara is a pure nasal. You know, that it's not a combination. It's not ananasika, where it's also using like a nasalized vowel. You have the vowel like the plus the where the oo and the nasal come together, the sthana and the vowel come together. But for anuswara, it's just nasal. It's alone, right? So the anuswara is just the pure nasal. So nasika anuswarasya, the nose for the anuswara. Yatno dvidha.
Yatno dvidha.
Abhyantaro bahyascha.
Abhyantaro bahyascha.
Yatnaha, effort. Yatna is prayatna. Yatna is the same as prayatna. The effort is dvidha, twofold. There's a twofold effort, or the effort, the yatna, same as prayatna, is dvidha, is twofold. Abhyantaraha, twofold. Inner and bahya. Okay? Abhyantara and bahya. Internal, bahyascha. Right? Abhyantaraha, bahyaha cha. Internal and external. Bahya is external. Okay? Okay, repeat after me. Adyaha. Panchada. I'm going to break the Sunday. Sprishta, Ishat, Sprishta.
Sprishta,
Ishat, Sprishta. Ishat, Vivrata, Vivrata.
Ishat, Vivrata, Vivrata.
Samvrata, Dhedat. Ajaha means the first. What is the first? Abhyantaraha. Because in the previous sentence it says, the efforts are twofold, abhyantaraha and bahyaha. The first means the inner effort, is panchada, fivefold. Pancha is five. So the first is fivefold. What? Sprishta means full contact. Ishat sprishta, slight contact. Ishat vivrata, slightly open. Vivrata, open. Samvrata, constricted. Dedat, from the division, right? So the first is fivefold because of the division of what? Sprishta, ishat vivrata, vivrata, samvrata. Do you see? Beda means from these five divisions, from these five differences. All right. Tatra sprishtam.
Tatra sprishtam.
Prayatnam. Sparshanam.
Sparshanam.
You see that tatra means there. What does there mean regarding this in reference, referring back? So referring back to the sthana, so in reference to that, regarding that, sprishtam means full contact. The sprishtam effort, the effort which is sprishtam, full contact, sparshanam is for the mutes. Sparsha is the Sanskrit term for the mutes. So for the mutes, for the sparsha letters, there is sprishta. The prayatnam is sprishta, full contact. Ishat sprishtam antastanam.
Ishat sprishtam antastanam.
Ishat sprishtam antastanam.
Ishat sprishtam antastanam.
I forgot to make these long E's. This one, that one I did, the other one. Okay. What does that say?
Ishat sprishtam antastanam. What does it say?
Partial contact at the point of articulation.
What is antastanam? No. Antastanam are the semivowels. Right? So, slight contact for the semivowels. Ishat sprishtam antastanam. There is slight, that's the point, that's the prayatna for the semivowels. Antastana is the name for the semivowels. Ishat sprishtam, slight contact, is the prayatna for the antastanam, antastana. What about this? Repeat. Ishat vivritam ushmanam. Ishat vivritam ushmanam. What does it say? The word is Ushman. Ushman is a sibilant. Is it Ushman? Ushmanam is for the sibilants. So, Ishad Vivritam, slightly open for the sibilants. Right? That's the prayatnam. Ishat vivratam, slightly open, for the sibilants. What about this? Vivratam swaranam. Say after me. Vivratam swaranam. What does it say?
For the vowels, they're all
vivratams. All open. Vivratam, open for the vowels. Everybody with me? Swara means vowel, so swaranam, for the vowels, it is vivrita. Vivrita means open. Repeat after me. Hraswasya avaranasya prayoge samvritam. Hraswasya avarna avarnasya, for the letter a, for the letter a, which is short, so for the short a, hraswa is short, mm-hmm. Right, so for the short a, hraswa avarna, varna means letter, mm-hmm. Avarna, so for the a varna, the letter a, which is hraswa, which is short, okay, prayoge, in usage, mm. Just being in usage, it is samvritam. Yeah. In usage of the short a, it is samvritam. So when it's being used, when the short a is being used just in regular conversation, in speaking, that short a has the prayatna of samvrita, slightly constricted. Or contracted. Prakriya dashayam tu vivritam eva. Repeat. Prakriya dashayam tu vivritam eva. Okay. It says to, but when in the prakriya dasha, in the place of teaching, right, like in the text, prakriya means when we're teaching, when it's being used in teaching, prakriya dashayam, in the place of prakriya, when we're actually teaching it, vivritam eva, it is vivritam alone. So that's just what we were saying, the short of when it's being taught in the Panini Sutras, right? So when it's being taught, then the short is dealt with as vivrita, as open. But in just general usage, then it's samvrita. Before we close, I'm going to mark where we went, how far we've gone. Yeah. Look at the charts at the bottom of the page. Do you see the first chart? If you read it down, the first going across, Varna Udbhavastana Koshtakam. This means this is like a chart, a koshtaka, like a labeling, a gathering of the place where the sthana udbhava, where the sthana for the birth of the letter, for the production of the letter. Varna, the letter, udbhava, the birth of production, sthana, the place. This is a koshtaka, an organizing of the place of the birth of the letter. And so now if you look in the first column, a, ka, ka, ga, ga, na, that's the ku, then the ha, then the visarga, all of those are kantaha. Mm-hmm. See how it goes? Then e, cha, cha, this is the chu, the e, then the chu, then the yasha. The chu is the cha, 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 cha. So what they're doing in this first chart here is just organizing what we've read. But it's helpful for you because it allows you to memorize these as kantaha, talu, murdha, dantaha, oshtau, and know which letters belong to which. And then if you look, you see where it says nasika, nyamanganana, and then the anuswara. But notice that the nyamanganana also have to include, this is what you got from the footnote, have to include the sthana, whereas the anuswara is just pure nasal. Then if you go to the next one, A-I is Kanta, you see that Kanta Talu? O-Au is Kanta Oshtal, Oshtam Kantoshtam. The Va is Dantoshtam. The Ka-Ka is Jihua Mulia. And then you have in the far right where it says Varnaha, you see that? Varnaha. Those means the letters. So the Varnaha are all that are put in these rows. And then the smaller last row is called Stanani, the Stana. The Stana is the Asya, the point of articulation, which would be the throat, the palate, the head, the danta, the teeth, the lips, the nasal, the kantatalu, kantoshtam, dantoshtam, jihwa mulya. Okay? They have the upadmaniya. Do you see under oshtal? The ardhavasarga plus the pa and the ardhavasarga plus the pa. Those two are called upadmaniya. And they are oshtal. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Let's go to the next one. Where it says abhyantara bahya priyatna jnanartikam koshtikam. This is a chart of the internal and external effort, right? That is meant to give you an understanding of the internal and external effort. And you can see, take the top line, top row. First it says Abhyantara Priyatnaha. You see that? Top left-hand corner. Then it gives all the way across, Sprishtaha, Ishat Sprishtaha, Ishat Vivrataha, Vivrataha, and Samvritaha. That should be Samvritaha, not Samvritaha. It's a typo. Do you see that? So those are all the internal efforts. Then it gives the Sanskrit names, the second row, the Sagnyaha, or the technical terms. Those are the Sanskrit names for these letters. So do you see where it says Sparshaha? The Sparshaha includes all of the mutes. Then Antastaha, Antastaha, the semi-vowels. Ushmanaha, the sibilants and ha. Okay? Swaraha, the vowels, including a, and then it has a little footnote that said short a in usage. You see where that it says Hraswa Akaraha Priyoge. See that? Hraswaha. Akaraha priyoge in the far right. In usage, the short is samvrittaha. Goes up to the top. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we haven't done, and we'll do next week, not the week after next, when we have class again, is the bahya priyatna. So that's what we haven't done yet, is this bahya priyatna. And that's exactly what we're moving into with the week after next. We don't have class next week, so I'll be away. So I'll class the Saturday after next. And next week, Saturday after next, what we'll do is finish these.
That's external effort?
External effort. The bahya priyatna is external effort. So what we'll do is finish through page 24 and start the Vel Sunday. That's what we'll do next week. I mean the week after next. Okay. Okay for everybody? Let's do a prayer.
Excuse me. Finish through page 24?
Next week.
Not two.
Or did I read it wrong? Is it 14? I meant 14, yeah.
Okay.
14.
That's good.
Sorry. No, I don't think we could go that far. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.